Shalom, everybody. We said the bracha of 18th day of Omer. We're counting and we are 2 weeks and 4 days. And the counting continues. We came out with a question prior starting the class. As a Jew, I am given a mitzvah of saying the Shema twice, minimum twice a day. And when I say Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, the first sentence that I start to read, which are exactly 248 words in Shema, from Va'ahavta, Va'ani Adonai Elohechem Emet, they're exactly 248 words, equal to 248 part of our body. That means every time I say Shema Yisrael, I connect to the energy source called Echad, and by saying Baruch Shem Kavod, I bring this Kavod down into 240 parts of my body. That's the power of Shema. But this Shema starts and says, "Va'ahavta et Adonai Eloheicha bechol levavecha." That means with all your heart. That's easy. Bechol nafshecha. It's with all your life. Nafshecha, with all your power of chayim that you have. And bechol meudecha. Now, Me'udecha, we write it in Hebrew, Mem, Aleph, Dalet, Chafsofit. Correct? Me'udecha. Now, what is this Me'udecha? A literal translation, with all your powers, with your capabilities, with all your might, you should love thy God. Is that what he wants? That I love him to the extent with all my life and with all my soul and all my being and with all my capabilities to love him? What happens if you love somebody so much? Honestly, what happens if you love somebody, some energy to this extent? It means your being is totally is to love this person. That automatically brings me to what state? If I am in love so much, bravo, you can hurt yourself. That's correct. But what happens? How can I hurt myself? I love you. I God, aren't you my God? Yeah? I love you so much that I don't want anything else. I just want to be one with you. That's what Nadav Avihu, the story of this week, said. He said, what's the purpose? Anachnu tameim benefesh adam. We are tameh. In this world, no matter what, how much tzaddik you are, still you become tameh. Still, you make mistakes. What's the problem? Because honestly, Nadav Avihu, with all the nefesh, with all, and they were tzaddikim gamurim, that means they were tzaddik par excellence. Those, they were the two sons of Aharon that God invited them, plus 70 zakanim, plus Moshe Aharon, brought them up to Marom, and sat down, ate. The Torah says specifically, Rashi explains, they sat down and ate and they learned Torah directly with Hashem. To this extent, absolutely a neshama, highest level of neshama for anybody, including Moshe Aaron, higher neshama. And what they wanted? The yearning. Now what is yearning? What is the word yearning? I want you to focus on the word yearning. I desire to be rich. Is that yearning? I have desire. I've desired to do a lot of things, but is that yearning? Yearning, that means b'chol nafshecha, b'chol maudecha, b'chol, with all your being and all, and these two guys, they, on the happiest day of creation, the happiest day of creation, what was the purpose of creation? To create a makom, a place, a mishkan, so the holiness in its totality can come and reveal itself. In the lower world, in the world of Gashmiud, in the world of material. And this day, which was finally came to conclusion when Moshe Aaron, on the first day of Pesach, first day of Nisan, sorry, not Pesach, Nisan, they put the Mishkan and they put sacrifice and God accepted the sacrifice and the holiness came down. Kavod of Hashem came down. And the same day these two guys, they saw this glory. They saw this beauty, they saw this awesomeness. Say, we don't, I don't want to be in this world. What is this world? Did they do the mitzvot? They did the mitzvot to the letter. But what was their purpose of doing the mitzvot? Not for sake of Hashem. Not for sake of Knesset Israel. Not for sake of betterment of the Olam. For one sake, I want to be with you. I don't want this world of misery. Come on, like a dog. I gotta look for a piece of bone, and when I find the bone, I'm happy with it for a few seconds, then I have to bury the bone, and I forget where I buried the bone. And I'm happy that I have buried a bone somewhere. And I back my tail because it was a good day, and then the next day again, misery like an elevator, down and up and down and up, and it never stops. I don't want it. That's what Nadav Avihu said. As a matter of fact, Zohar HaKadosh explains that they did three mistakes. The mistake is that they went to holiest of the holies. This was even given permission to over only one person, Kohen Gadol, his father. They, without asking permission, they went in there. What was their intention? Good intention. They wanted to become one with God. They loved God more than anything else in the world. They didn't want no pleasure of this world. They saw the glory of God. To get high with God is by far better than any other highness in the world. So they went to the holies of holies. What is holies and holies in me? Because whatever is in the Torah is in my body too. It's the depths of my heart. Sometimes I take the journey to go inside me. And if I go too much inside, and more inside, and more inside, what happens? What happens to people that they go too much inside? Deep, 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 deep. Usually they get stuck. They don't come out. They get stuck there. They went there. Because how deep do you want to go? It's deeper. And the temptation and the pleasure is so much that you want to go deeper. More deeper. Not knowing that what are you going to, how are you going to get back? Adam saw the bad. The bad was outside of him when he was in Gan Eden. He saw the bad. He saw the intention of the creation is to make the bad good. But he didn't know how much bad is bad. When he got into it, he got stuck into it. Up till now. Can't get out. What's the problem? As long as the energy was outside of him, he was in control. As soon as the energy went inside him, who was in control? The bad. That's how it happens. There's two parts to us. And I'm summarizing something very, unique to think about, especially those days. It's very important. There is an aspect of me that is natural. It's part of nature. Then nature created it. And the nature is the management of God. God manages this nature. And this nature doesn't look at if you are handsome, beautiful, good person, bad person, you did good deed, bad deed. The nature doesn't care. The nature will give you as much the benefit of nature and allows you to breathe and allows you to be alive if you are Rasha, if you are Tzaddik, if your father is a millionaire or a rabbi, or whatever. All equal. That's the nature. And behaves towards you under the law of nature. You break it, comes after you, punishes you. It's very simple. That's the nature. There's an aspect of me that is created by this nature. But yet there is another aspect of me which has affinity, has a feeling of chazak ve'imatz, has the courage of knowing God, of spirituality, of something higher than this world. That aspect is put within me too. Now, why that godliness came and got mixed up with this natural concept? For only one reason, that by coming into this world, into one embodiment with this nature, by going through life, by going through experiences and acquiring through knowledge, the holy part will transcend and becomes better, that means closer and more binding with its source of creation. The more I find similarity to the Creator, the aspect of my spiritual aspect becomes closer to this source. In order for me to do this experience of life and acquire this transcending, I need the help of the natural part of me. The part that the nature has created and embedded into this body. Everything I study, all the schools and universities and experience of life, not only the spirit, the spiritual spirit learns, the natural spirit learns too. The natural spirit knows beyond shadow of a doubt that after this lifetime finished, it is finished, doesn't have nothing else. Finito la commedia, is done. That's part of the nature. God created four elements in this world: water, air, earth, and fire. And He put these four elements and created my body. God is going to put me through death and separate again the wind out of me, the ruach out of me, the fire out of me, the water out of me, and my soul out of me. Everything will go back to its source. But while everything is together, I am capable to acquire elevation, a spiritual elevation. Since my natural being knows that after time is up, he is done with, under no circumstance is ready to give up its time for its pleasure on this world. Because this is the only time I got to enjoy myself. Spirit, what are you telling me? You are telling me to give up my pleasure in order to do your work, but your work is for you to transcend. I don't have any part of your world. My part is going to finish when the time is up. And I'm going to go back to the earth. And I'm going to separate and I'm going to be gone. What do you want from me? Leave me alone. Come on, change. He says, if I have to come to do your work, that means I have to give up some of my pleasures for your sake. But I'm not going to benefit from your profit. So leave me alone. This is my time. I want to enjoy it and I want to stick with it. Go find another way to transcend. And this conflict is within us every day. And we have this war every day. For as long as I have a yoda of recognition, recognizing that there is a Holy Spirit within me that wants to transcend. There is part of me that has continuity forever. And that requires to transcend. And the only way is that I bring this animal, the natural animal, to accept, to do my job. And that's the reason it says, Bechol me'odecha. Now, me'odecha comes from the word me'od. Me'od means what? Ever. Every, I'm sorry, not mode, every. Now what that means, every. The word me'od, we write mem aleph dalet. It's the same letters of Adam. When the natural part was created, who created the nature? It says, Bereshit, bara Elohim, et hashamayim v'taris. So Elohim created the nature. So who is the boss of Elohim? Who is the boss of nature? Is Elohim. Elohim creates first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. On the sixth day that comes to create Adam, which is written Aleph Daled Mem, same letters of Me'od. It's not anymore Elohim. Is Elohim Adonai Hovaya. And it's not anymore Tov. It's what? Tov Me'ot Razak Baruch. That means now there is another concept other than the nature, the Hovaya, which is the interior concept and the management of the whole creation, the energy that within nature creates miracle. What it means through nature to make miracle? How can you do through nature if the water is water and does not separate? How can you separate it? This is the concept of Hovaya, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The true nature that can cause miracle. Now, is this miracle possibility that my physical being can have continuity to? Is it possible that you take the dead body out of the earth, dig it out after 200 years, and still the body be totally intact? Yes. We have seen it. It has been shown. It is documented. Zohar said it 2,090 years ago. We have seen it in the New Age, a soldier of 90 years ago. They digged out in the United States of America. There is a documentation. And when they dig him out and brought him out, he was in a perfect as the day one that they put him under the earth. So it tells me there is a possibility that the law of nature can be changed. Which means there is a possibility and there is a way, literally for me, to not to taste the taste of death. That means immortality. Because every time that I come alive, I am guaranteed that will die. And that guarantee is based on if I haven't finished my work as a Jew, there is a Gilgul that I have to come back till I finish the job. Whatever concept that I should have had to learn. Why? Because the first Adam that God created, and we are talking about Adam, that God created, brought the bad into himself. Now he has to separate it. Separate the bad. And this comes through coming to this world. And this original Adam, every other neshama of a Jew comes from this original Adam. They are neshamot that comes from Moach of Adam. They are neshamot that come from the peh of Adam. They are neshamot that come from finger of Adam. We brought an example. You see a 4 years old, 5 years old, sits on the piano and dances with the finger on the piano. I mean, how? You see a person that his mind is such a capable mind, that memories that can capable do calculation in the mind beyond normality. That indicates that the neshama of this person is from the original neshama of brain. The guy who is good finger, the guy who is a good speaker, the guy who is a good biologist, every person has his source of neshama to this original Adam. And when God created this Adam, created for one purpose, of for him to be Tov. And what? Tov Me'od. That means Adam who is Tov. Now, and all depends that when I sit down on this table to argue with this natural aspect of me that has recognized the pleasure of this earth, the material world, accepts to give up for sake of Ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavecha, bechol nafsheicha, bechol meudecha. That means to become an Adam as God originally created him, without a sin. That means total understanding of what truth is. And now we see that these two young men, Nadav and Avihu, first they went into a depth and recognized that love of God is higher than any other love in the world. They did the mitzvot, but they did the mitzvot not for sake of doing the mitzvot of Hashem, but doing the mitzvot because their intention is to go back and unite with God. Second, they were not married. Now what's the purpose of Adam? The purpose of Adam is to procreate. And what is procreate? Why do I have to do that? Because it's very simple. I accept responsibility. That is what Nadav v'Avihu did not accept responsibility. They didn't want anything to do with this world. They said, we want to be close to you. What happens to the rest of Bnei Israel? That's their problem. They're going to solve it on time. We want to unite with you. When a person becomes a father and mother, first responsibility accepts to bring children. Why to accept that responsibility? For one very good reason. I do the work of goodness, of allowing another neshama to come to this world. If I don't marry, if I don't bring another kid into this world, where another Jewish neshama can come to this world and have the possibility of tikkun and correction? So this procreation is part of allowing another neshama to come to this world. Then allow me to accept responsibility into this world. That's why when we read the parasha, God tells Aharon, you cannot just come any way or shape you want to the Kedusha. There is a bezot tavo, that means If you want to come into the concept of Kedusha, if you want to come to the concept of godliness and to become one, you have to have Libushim. That's what the Nadav Avihu did not wear Libushim. That means clothes. They didn't close themselves appropriately as God has said. Rashi asked, what's that means? They didn't want to do the mitzvah for sake of God. They didn't want to accept to do the work of God. They wanted to follow their own logic and their mind. Their intention was very good intention, but it was not what God wanted them for. That's why it says, Esh Zara. That means they did a work that was zar, that was foreign, not what God has told them to do. Now, I really honestly would like to ask you to look into your heart and find what is this yearning inside. Have you had yearning for God? Ask yourself the question. And to what extent are you yearning God? It says only one person starts to yearn for God. The person that who recognizes that he has made a mistake, that he has a fault, and he has done something wrong. And he is sorry. If you do not make a teshuva, if you don't look at your own work and your life, and you are not ready to be sorry for what you did, for the mistake that you did, if you don't want to admit for the wrong things that you do, wrong thoughts, wrong character, you will never feel the yearning of being close to God. And now, what is yearning to be close to God? Means to be similar as far as midot, character, as similar as to God possible. That's getting very close to God. That's loving God. I love God so much that I want to do exactly the way He does. I want to be exactly like the way God is. The more I behave that way. But how can I behave that way if I don't look at myself and don't recognize where within myself I can change and become better? And what that change involves? Who has to change in interim? If I decide to change, who has to change? My natural part. He has to give up on certain things. He has to recognize that the change is good for him. He has to understand and believe absolutely beyond a shadow of doubt that it pays better to change my ways. And this is the lesson that we want to learn, how we can bring about this change. He says that is true that the sons of Aharon, they made the sin. But the sin that they made was different than the regular sin. The sin is that they did all the mitzvot, but they did the things that they were not supposed to do, or go where they were not supposed to go. That's why it comes in the Avot, and that's why we study Avot, chapter 4, and it comes and it says the following. It says, against your will you live. You live against your will. Look at your life. Look at our life. Do I remember all the hardship that I had. Come on, the hair didn't become white just like that. And all the lines. Am I really, really, this is a happy occasion for me to be alive? Wouldn't it have been better if there was not so much hassle? Things would have been easier? It's not. Come on. After I learn the truth and I find the truth, that's it. They tell me, time for you to go. And every corner I have to feel a pain in order to learn. As a matter of fact, if I don't go through a pain, I won't learn anything. So the Avot says, yes, you will live against your will. Instead of leaving our body as they might like to do, oh, we Jews look at the other nations and say, look at this. They go, they make an outside of body experience. What is this outside of body experience? So what are you going to outside of body experience? How about making inside body experience? Accept the fact to come through the hardship. Accept the fact of changing yourself. Accept the fact that telling yourself, I want to become kosher because my animal doesn't like it. I say, look, I want to be kosher. What is going to happen? Now, who told you to become kosher? The animal is going to ask you. Who told you to become kosher? He says, look, all the Jews are connected to one point, and that point called point of emunah, faith. And I have faith in my God, and I have faith in my tribe, and I have faith to my forefathers. And because of that faith, they tell me to become kosher, no matter whether I understand or not. You know what? I've decided to become kosher. What have you done to your animal? You're literally telling him, listen, are you worried to eat the meat and butter? You're having your steak, you want to put butter on it. Are you worried to have milk and meat? Are you worrying about that pleasure? You don't want to lose that pleasure? Is that the case? I'll give you same pleasure. Even more. I'm not taking pleasures away from you. You want milk and meat? I give you a meat that is milk and meat. Take where you get the cow, you get the milk from the cow. Is the meat is all the time with the milk? All the time, and everybody knows it's the most delicious part of the body of the cow. Eat it, it's kosher. It is delicious. It's as delicious if you eat meat with milk. But you followed instruction of your God. You showed love, affinity to your God. You are ready to do the work of God. Don't come and all the time want to get stick with me. Transcend, I want to do a out-of-body experience. What are you coming to me for what? What is the reason that you want to get close to me? Because that's what Nadav Avihu did. Nadav Avihu said, we want to be with you. God says, no. I sent you down there to do the work of what? My work. God, what is your work? What is the work of God that I can do down here? Work for him. Not that he needs me. But what is it that I can do for him? Because as soon as I learn what it is that I can do for him, then I become free. Then I have the animal under my control. And I'm going to give you a story. And it's a hell of a good secret to know about Torah. Because you're going to use it. And you will understand why you're using it. The Torah explains, the Zohar explains, that Pinchas, which is grandson of Aaron, There was a head of Shevet of Shimon goes with a woman called Cosby illegally. Zimri and Cosby, they get close together and they do act of sex in front of nation of Israel. And God becomes angry and sends the Malach of Mavet, the angel of death, and Jews started to die. Pinchas recognizes that the Malach of Mavet is in the Machane of Israel because of the sin of this great man, who was the head of Shevet Shimon. He takes his sword and he goes and kills both of them together in act. Kills. Malach liked the idea that Israel, that the Jews make sin, and he gets them all. As soon as he did, the whole Shevet of Shimon attacked Pinchas. He got so scared that he died. Now we know in Zohar, in Gilgulei Neshamot, Ari HaKadosh has told us that when Nadav Avihu, they did what they did and they died, their neshama made an aliyah, God took their neshama and brought it back and put it in Pinchas, and Pinchas became alive. That's why there is a small yud added to the name of Pinchas. It's an indication of two souls added to Pinchas, and Pinchas becomes who? Eliyahu. That means two energy, that their ultimate wish was not to take care of the problems here, to take care of the just getting close to God, coming to you. They did what they did and they transcend and went, they became near God. God took him, put him back into Pinchas, and Pinchas becomes Eliyahu. Eliyahu is one person that never tasted the taste of Mavet, of death. To this day, Pinchas goes to the other world, comes to this world without dying. He never tasted the taste of Mavet. Now what happens in the Mavet? I give you only one part of it. For the first week, you only see movies. You went down the 6 feet down there, and it shows you movies. And what is the movie? It's all about your life. And you're going to see every good and every bad and every decision that you made. You will see the truth from the beginning to the end. And every time that you see and recognize, down there is punishment is written for you. Now, whatever the punishment is, forget about it. It's written that, yes, you said this is a mistake. You have a still learning to do. Here you have a still learning to do. Here you have, you did good. Here you did bad. Here didn't do enough. Whatever, you will know in 1 week. That's the first week. And then you start going levels, different levels, different levels, different levels, till you absolutely, you come to a point that you say, Mi kamocha be'elim Adonai, Mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh. That means you recognize and you come to the point that you say, God, you are the greatest. There is nothing, nobody higher than you. You are the truth, and whatever you say and you implement is the truth. Only for the Jews. Not necessary. It's not necessary. They have part of the future too. In this embodiment of totality, they are playing a role, but we are talking not only the role and the activity of a Jew. There is, for everybody, there is something to do. Yes, please.
I thought that the souls of Nadav and Abihu were destroyed.
Not destroyed. It says twice use the word mut tamut. That means they died for the last time. They are never going to feel the taste of death. Why? Because they went to Pinchas, and Pinchas went to Eliyahu, and Eliyahu is always invited to all the ceremonies. Now, what we want to say? Why they went such a high level of energy went into Pinchas? First, what did Pinchas do that is to be entitled to get such elevation? That become Eliyahu. For one thing, Pinchas, whatever he did for sake of who? Not Hashem. For Knesset Israel. That means, the moment that your being, your embodiment, which is include your spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the animal spirit, the natural spirit, as soon as this embodiment decides to do nothing for himself, but for sake of Knesset Israel. Which means, if I am a good engineer, if I am a good doctor, if I am a good lawyer, if I am good whatever, good mother, good daughter, good son, for whatever I am, if I act not only for my own behalf, but I consider that if I am a good son, they will say, look, this is a Jewish son, and look how good he is. If I am a good father, I will represent Jews in being a good father. If I am a good doctor, if I am a good plumber, if I am a good writer, whatever that I come and is my work and is my handicraft that God has given me. A good writer. I'm coming from that part of the Adam that makes me a good writer, makes me a good plumber, makes me a good doctor, makes me a good scientist. I act to be the best in order to represent Knesset Israel. That's what in simplicity means. That I don't look at myself as being individual, though I am individual. But this individual exists for sake of Knesset Israel. For sake of Ahavat Israel. For sake of making that unity called Echad. And those are the days that I count every day for this purpose. And as soon as I have that capability of bringing about myself to recognize that my existence is depends to the success of Bnei Israel and Am Israel, as soon as I recognize that I do every mitzvah for sake of what? What is the mitzvah that I do? Why God gives me to do mitzvah? It's only one thing, to do an exercise, to be able and capable to be able to handle my animal, natural being. So, the animal is not bad. The animal is a fantastic, beautiful being. It's God, God created. And he's there to give me the challenges of my life to be able to come out and do the job. If there is no animal, I cannot write. If there is no animal, I cannot become doctor. If no animal, I cannot become a lawyer. If no animal, I cannot become a good business person. The point is for me to really go and make out of the animal ger tzedek. The ger is not this I go look for another Muslim or another Christian to convert it into Judaism. We don't have that in Judaism. To convert is what is bad in you to convert it into good. And that is on the premises and understanding that brings me closeness to God and makes me success in my what? In my life. Because if this life is for me to come and every day go through all this misery and live against my will in this world and then kick it goodbye and go 6 feet under, and then at the end they're going to show me a movie. High resolution, by the way. It's not worth it. Because every day I have to go through war. Every day, on every concept, on every decision. Because that's the only way I have free will. It's whether I'm going to choose to go the way of the truth, or I'm going to go to choose the way I think it is correct. Nadav Avihu rejected the mission, manifesting a yearning for God with no downward trust. They wanted only to get close to God. But God said, look, I'm going to give you Shabbat. I'm going to give you times that you can get close to me. But the purpose is not to come and stay with me. It's like a son goes for a holiday. He goes, says to mother and father, you know, I want to be free. I want to be independent. What do you want? Okay, rent me an apartment. I thought that you want to be independent. Why do you want me to pay for your apartment? Oh, but because you're a father. Okay, you get an apartment. Goes to the apartment and says, hey, come on. It's not really that. I was at home. I didn't have to make my bed. I didn't have to think about cooking, buying, cleaning. It's not a good idea. So calls the father and says, can I come back? And this time he comes back, he doesn't want to leave. He gets stuck there. He's 40 years old, still living with his parents. He's 50 years old, he still hasn't cut the cord. Still is connected to mama. Because of comfort zone. So here comes. Nadav Avihu teaches us that you got to accept responsibility in this world. And those irresponsibility to accept is not necessarily going to bring you comfortable and easiness. From the day that you bring a child, is pain involved? Even when they go out and they marry, still you have to worry for them and still you have to take care of them. But that's written for you. To earn, to accept responsibility. But now look at our society, the young people. They avoid marriage for zillion and one excuses. Avoid marriage. Oh, I can't find the right one. Oh, this problem. Oh, that problem. But we should understand that the problem all is within me. The problem is not anybody else. Problem is within me. Me, I have to change. It further goes on. And comes, this is a person yearning must not be the result of desire for personal goals. This yearning. You will never feel this yearning in truth if it's for personal. If you read a tefillah and in your tefillah you are asking for personal, it's not going to go anywhere. God is in your heart, knows what you need. It's no problem for that. Don't keep on bugging him. Give me this, do me this, take care of that, do that. That's tefillah, is all yearning him for what? For me. That's not going to do it. But look what your nation needs. Look your other brothers and sisters need. Look what the nation of Israel needs today. Do it. That's loving God. After Adonai Elohecha b'chol lavcha b'chol nefshecha b'chol me'uteicha. That's what Nadav Avihu did not agree. But however, God put them back to Eliyahu. And what Eliyahu does? Only the work of Bnei Israel. They have a Brit Milah in South Africa. He has to go to South Africa, and suddenly Egypt calls him, and he has to go to Egypt to another Brit Milah. Suddenly Eretz Israel calls him. Suddenly Tehran calls him. Suddenly Turkey calls him. Everywhere this guy got to go all the time, busy for who? Knesset Israel. You're looking for immortality? You don't want to taste anymore the death? Because the taste of death is very bitter, to the extent that you will learn a lot overnight. Over one night, you will learn everything that you avoided to learn a whole lifetime. We learn overnight. And that's why they say death is very bitter. The crying for a person who's died is for what purpose? For ourselves. You see, here even we are selfish. And when are we going to quit? Because we cry for the sake of that neshama. But I am worried about I miss the neshama. I miss him. You know what is the final beautiful act of Father when he goes after 120 years out of this world? It's by leaving. Makes the son understand through the pain that his God is his father. His God is his father, because he will find his father only with his God. Nowhere else. In order to find him, he has to find God. In order to find him, I need to say Kaddish for him. So I find my way to come to close to Knesset Israel. Because when I come and I pray with a bunch of Jews, I'll see how the Jews look. But if I don't come to see how the Jews pray, oh yeah, I don't like this shul is this way and that shul is that way and this, they are doing this. Never mind all this calculation. I am between bunch of Jews, whoever they are, if they are good and bad, it's my responsibility to make what is not good, good. Then I'm a Jew. But if I avoid to come and to be in the midst of the Jews, if I avoid to come to see how the Jews are, oh yeah, God, that Knesset is in my heart, Torah is in my heart, God is in my heart. I didn't know I have such a big heart. I'm putting everybody in there. The Torah says that if you go only living with the Elohim, that means accept the fact this is the nature of the things. When do we say this is the nature of the things? That means this is natural. This is how it is. You will have the life of chaos. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. That your life will be life of chaos. But however, that you will recognize and you understand that you are part, parcel property of Chazak Ve'imatz. Now what is the word Chazak Ve'imatz? You know what? When we make Aliyah, we go and read the Torah. That means we connect to the bona fide energy. When we come down, respect to those that they get up and they shake hands, that means they want to share with you. They tell you Chazak Baruch, and what you tell them? Chazak Va'imatz. What is Chazak Va'imatz? Those are the words that we have to dig into it. Chazak means powerful. Who is powerful? Who do we call powerful? Who has courage? Courage. That's imatz. Chazak v'imatz. A person who has courage. And what is courage? Why do I need courage? What do I need courage in this life for? Huh?
To fight the nature.
Bravo. To stand up and accept the fact that you want to change. That requires courage. To accept the fact that you're going to change. Now, in order to change, whom do you have to change? Your nature. You literally have to change your nature. And that's where you need courage. This courage, this chazak ve'emetz, is blessed and given. And how can you really have courage to the extent? I want you to read a section for you from Tehillim. It is phenomenally beautiful that I need to share with you. We are going to Tehillim 74, Pasuk 28. And I read first the Hebrew section and I repeat, read it for you, and I read just a simple commentary of it. 74, Pasuk 28. It's this unbelievable sentence, just one sentence. And it says the following. 28. Va'ani kirbat Elohim litov. Ani. Kirbad, become close to God is good. It's good for me. It's beneficial for me to come close to God. It says what it means. It says the following. And I read it for you. God, nearness is my good. This is the literal translation. When people refer to events as being either good or bad. When we go through our life, things that happen in our life, we judge. This was a good day, this was a bad day, this was a good happening, this didn't really wasn't a good the day. We judge it. How do we judge it? As per our own perception. As per our own understanding. So he says, they are usually describing their perception of those events rather than the nature of the events. Now, what is the nature of the events? Judaism, it's beautiful if you pay attention to it. If you don't, skip on it. Stick to a point. So what is the nature of the thing? The nature of the event themselves. That means I look at it, and today he says, look, this what happened, I had an accident. The accident is no good. Did you have a good day? No, I didn't have a good day because this bad thing happened. But that is your perception that is bad. What is really happened? What this happening is going to tell you, what it is telling you. Why did it happen? What do you get out of it? What is the inside idea. Don't look at what is the outside of it. Look what is the inside, the nature of it. And it goes the following. But the psalmist declares, God's nearness is my good. Says what it means, God's nearness. First of all, how can I get close to God? I'm repeating myself. By finding similarities, same midot, same characteristic as God, the more I become closer to God because I'm more similar. So he says, when I am loyal and faithful to God and he's thus near to me. What it means to be loyal to God and faithful to God. What that indicates? What is this to be faithful to God? Very simple. Vahavta et Adonai Elohecha, b'chol nefshecha, b'chol meudecha, b'chol levavecha. That's all concept of being faithful. He's thus near to me, all events are good. That means when I have courage, when I am near God, nothing happens in the world that is no good. It looks to my perception is not good. But everything happens in my life is good. That's why the psalmist comes and says, God, he is thus near to me, all events are good. Whatever he meets out to me, reward or not reward, is for my benefit. My dear gentlemen and ladies, it requires courage. It requires courage. Now, where do I get this chazak ve'imatz? It's only when I am in the midst of other Jews. Because this chazak ve'imatz only given when you are united with the Knesset Israel, you are part of other Jews. You want to pray alone? You can, no problem. Ah, you don't like the Beth Knesset because people talk and women talk and do this and do that and I don't like it, they don't respect me and they don't do it. All that is the animal there doesn't want you to go and get one most important energy. Chazak v'imatz. Now, there is a concept that we should learn because every time we read the Hallel, for those who know the Hallel. Every time that we make a Havdalah on every Motzei Shabbat, one word is common in both of them, and we say, Anna Adonai, Hoshiana. What means Hoshiana? Save me. What save me? Save me from what?
From myself.
From myself. Oh, why save me from myself? He gave it to me, the myself gave to me, so it saved me from myself. Is that what it was? Really? What? No. Anna is a secret. It's 52 first. It's a concept of Ben, it's a son, 52. At the same time, concept of Caleb. But Anna has a kavanah on it, has the intention when you say Anna Adonai Hoshiana. You reference, you refer to Aleph of Anna to Eliyahu. Eliyahu starts with Aleph. Nun of Anna is Nadav. Aleph of Anna, the last Aleph, is Avihu. Those are three peoples that what happened? They do not taste the taste of Mavet. So that's why you say God, Anna Adonai Oshiana. That means, God, I want, save me from this concept of tasting the Mavet again. Who can teach me that? Eliyahu. Who is Eliyahu? Pinchas. How Pinchas got to be Eliyahu? Because he didn't think of himself. He thought of the existence and continuity of Am Israel. Questions?
Why did he say it twice?
One for this world and one for the next world. That's the simplest way of answering it. Any other questions? Yes, please.
We need to be happy with everything happening in this world.
No, that's not what we say. We accept that it's good for us.
Same.
Not the same.
I can accept.
Yes.
If I have a flat tire on the way to a very important meeting, I can accept that.
Right.
Or my brother died, or whoever, I cannot accept that it's good for me. No matter what is the level of my belief.
Now, very strong question, very very good question, because this involves emotion, involves pain. And I don't know, is your father alive?
No.
Then you know the pain. Now, he did the highest level of chesed. by leaving, giving you a chance.
Who did the chesed?
Your father. It's the ultimate chesed. Have you ever asked, it? Maybe it is this? Do you know pain is energy? Yeah, but if you utilize it, if you utilize it, is it energy? Yes, it is energy.
But it's negative.
Yes, but it is still energy. Now the secret is to convert the negative into positive. Easy for me to say. That's correct. Four deaths God has put for us to experience. And they are very harsh. Very harsh. Heavy. But in the midst of this pain, what do I think about? Really? No. It's I lost a father or a mother or a sister or a brother or a husband or a wife. Those are the hard ones. That's part of the brother or sister is the child. That's correct. That's what's not supposed to be there.
I'm sorry. I don't accept that.
Okay, hold on. I haven't finished.
No, I don't accept that.
I accept you. It's very painful.
No, you lose a child. I lost the brother. I lost the father.
Very painful.
But losing a child
is highest. Absolutely. I accept
it.
I accept. I didn't say it's easy. It tears you apart for a whole lifetime. For a whole lifetime. It's a tremendous amount of negative energy. You accept the fact? Now imagine if you are capable to use that energy.
People do great things for their children.
Oh, yeah.
In their children's memory.
That's right. Very hard. And is that possible that you sat down and you say, you know, my father was a hell of a good father. That's why you love him. And because you love him, don't you think about good deeds that he has done? Events? How that going to affect you? That yes, my father was a sharing person. Yes, my father went to the synagogue. Yes, my father was a hell of a good Jew. Yes, my father cared for another Jew. Yes, my father was this and this and this. Is that by itself does not give you the encouragement and the courage to be a better son? It says the following. There are certain, and please forgive me what I'm going to say. No, it's forgive me. It's a hard subject, I understand, because this is acharei mot. This is after death. It's the parasha. It's the time. It's the time to be able to understand, is my God is a harsh God? Or he brings, because look at the nature of the thing. The event, the body is gone. But is the neshama is gone? Is the force and the memories are gone? No. It's extremely hard. But it says, and I please don't take me lightly on this. It says, the first God wants to give me a notice of paying attention. And as a degree of me ignoring to pay attention to my responsibility, makes the event heavier. Hard. I understand. But this is the whole, it says, to be near God is goodly. It's good for me. What that means? That's when I feel I am close to God, no matter what happens, how hard it's going to happen. I know it is good for me. It's not a happy time, no. But it is good for me. And if you look at it honestly, it's good for you. You appreciate the life more. You appreciate everything else you have. When we recognize that we lost something, when we lose it. Until we have it, we take it granted that it is there. That's long as we have it, we believe that it is mine and the life is forever. But it is phenomenally important, the father, the mother, and whoever, a good time, good time. It's to go to give me an indication that nothing is forever. And this recognition by itself gives me the chance, gives me the yirah, gives me the awesomeness, gives me the awakening, brings me to a situation that I have a purpose in this world. I have a work to do. I have to accept responsibility. More than anything else, I am a part of a nature. I am a part of a nation that I cannot ignore my responsibility. Cannot. I have to effectively be responsible to art my nation. That's why when Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh Kodeshim, and that's why God told him, you come here, the sacrifices that you bring is not for yourself, but is for the nation of Israel and your sons and children and your wife that you have at home. They have to bring korban too. That means when you are in Kodesh Kodeshim, don't forget you have a wife. Don't forget you have a son. Don't forget your responsibility toward them. And you know when honestly I learned this? After I lived with my father many, many, many years and I see him to say goodbye. Then I review the whole life. I am witness to that life. There is nothing in this world that happens that there is no something good in it. And by God, I'm not a mother and I don't understand the feeling of the mother, but I know there is nothing in the world more dearer than a mother that brings a child and loses it. Hard. But we said, this nature doesn't choose between a tzaddik and a rasha. And what's fair or not fair. The management of the nature takes care of the management as the law of nature. Ignores that, look, this guy is a tzaddik. What are you doing? Yes, please.
So even if the parent is
No, it says, and it's, by the way, the Parashah of Kedushim that we study this week as well, we're going to read Bezrat Hashem, is the totality of Ten Commandments again repeated in the Kedushim. And in this Parashah says, Yir'ahu, is have a fear of your Torah, of your mother, and respect your father. This is the concept of respecting your father and mother. It's not loving your father and mother. What is this father that drinks, does all kind of fornications, he's a bad father, and he beats everybody up? What's the why God gave me a father like this? What's good in this? Thank you. You learn. You become better than your father. You look at the father, yes, all the goodness the father has, look at what was not good. You become better than your father and mother. That's how it goes forward. Even in that, there is good. He says, when you look at it this way, when you come to look at your life this way, that part of the animal within you comes across, realizes, and understand there is a goodness, even though I don't have my not have. He says, you are not going to have, unless you become a tzaddik gamur, then your body is going to be preserved. And even your body can transcend. Even your physical concept can transcend. But as long as I have a Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have any portion of Olam Haba. But if he agrees to change, that's change. That's the most difficult thing to do, is change. Did Nadav Avihu did all the mitzvot? They did 630 mitzvot. They did it perfectly. They did it more perfect than you and me and every chacham in this society. That's how good they were. So why they died like this? Because they did it with the wrong intention. So it's not purpose of doing the mitzvot only. So what's your intention in doing the mitzvah? Are you considering only yourself? Only because you want to cross the bridge? And you don't care if anybody else crosses the bridge? You want to get on the train and go to your destination? That's all important is you? That's a failure. For a Jew, that's an absolute failure. We are the Jew. And I say it with all my heart. We as a Jew, we as a nation, we cannot be anything else. Individuals, we cannot. We're not. We'll not succeed. We'll not reach destination until we understand the concept that God has put for us and tells us to repeat every day, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We are all one. We are all part of the same vessel. We are doing all the same work. Each digging his own tunnel, and we're all going to see the light at the end of the tunnel with together. We are going through life together. Your pain is my pain. If I do not feel your pain, I am not an Adam. A human doesn't make me Adam. The moment that I feel your pain exactly the way you feel it and I understand, that's when I become Adam. Any other question? Yes, please.
You said when we mourn that it's because we lost and it's our own selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily that. It just depends because sometimes when you lose someone, it is not just that you lost. It's everything that person have lost but not tasting what could have been when they're young.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And also the pain. If this person was good and had a lot to offer to the world and now it's no more, then it's the whole world's lost.
Okay. It says, the sentence to this, it says, one Adam can bring the world to the Kaf Zuchiyot. That means by my work, by me being an example, I can bring to the whole world Zuchut. By me changing me and being a correct example. And I can only do this if I have faults. That means to correct my faults, and by correcting my faults to become a correct example for my rest of my people. I did not say that the pain is only for you. The pain should be for what? For allowing the neshama to make aliyah. Forget about me. The weak person, the selfish person, cries for his own sake. But the sharing person, which a mother absolutely is, and you are saying it as a mother, saying, I'm not worried about my pain. I'm worried that this child could have had a lot of opportunity to enjoy a lot and doesn't have. You took the opportunity away. You are judging God. And let me be harsh with you because you don't know any better. Because you never know that maybe he done the work. Maybe he did the work. He didn't need all that pleasure. He has a higher transcending pleasure than what you think. It's that inchy-binchy of my mind thinks only the perception of exterior.
Not just the pleasure, the goodness that this person put out for the world.
Now, how does Eliyahu comes and help me? And what's the goodness of this Nadav, Eliyahu, Pinchas? All these guys that I say, Anna Adonai Oshiana, for their sake. What they are doing good to me. Why do you invite Eliyahu when you have a Brit Milah, or when you have a good time, or when on Shabbat, or whatever? Why do you invite Eliyahu? Come on. Do we do it? I put a cup of wine as well for him, and I put a kiseh for him. I do all the old work, all these things. What do I do it for? Come on. What a good energy. Good energy, which means what? I want a little bit of his attitude to rub against my attitude, so I learn from his attitude. He says, tell me who you are. Tell me who's your friend. I'll tell you who you are. If I am only having Eliyahu and understand who is Eliyahu, and understand the concept of the Eliyahu, and inviting and knowing that a spark of Eliyahu can help me to realize Yeshua, that means to be saved. That's why I invite him. But only he comes and joins me if I have similarity to the work of Eliyahu. If Eliyahu says that I am calling him for purpose of bettering my own situation, Eliyahu is a busy man. He says, would you please put your name on the listing, waiting list? But in case Eliyahu says, no, this is a matter of his task, that means Knesset Israel and this guy telling me, you know what, they made a party, there is a Brit Milah. This Brit Milah is getting rid of Olah. This is taking care of the revealing Kedushah. What am I doing here? You call him Eliyahu? He's dead before you call him Eliyahu. It's up to you. It's mind over matter. Don't look at the, don't perceive the interior. Tehillim tells you, read this Tehillim of 74, it's magnificent. See what is the nature of the event. And if you believe in God and you know God and you do the work of God, because if you have feeling that you have, is inevitable, you are not far from God. God is the closest to a mother, because mother, like God, can create. A man cannot do it. So a woman is more similar to God than a man. Because of the zechut of the wife that I marry, I get close to God. If my wife doesn't like me, never get close to God. God says, go fish. If you think that God is going to really pay attention to you, he only looks at you and says, that's why he tells Aaron. Aaron says, don't forget, you come to Kodesh Kodeshim. That means closest to God that you can ever imagine is Kodesh Kodeshim. By the way, don't forget you have a wife at home. That means in Kodesh Kodeshim, you got to remember your wife. Higher than that. That much how God respects a woman. And the woman is there to be Ezer Keneged, his husband, to be a foundation for husband to reach Aliyah, his seed to be cultivated. And if in interim God decides something else is good for you, okay. Accept it with a smile. The other alternative is not sweet alternative. This is a better alternative. Sameach Lev. It's always good to be you, to be with you guys. Chazak ve'ematz. Ach, how beautiful it is. Shalom, everybody.
I wanted to ask you, what is the source of the information about Nadav and Avihu?
Ari HaKadosh, Gilgul Neshamot.